Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Wright John for CCR, second CCR to House Bill 2013.
Clerk will read.
Second CCR to House Bill 2013 by Wright John of the House and Aldridge of the Senate, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Representative Wright, you're recognized to explain the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, House Bill 2013 in its current form seeks to eliminate any remaining reluctance on the part of law enforcement to use the online insurance vehicle verification database. It also addresses accident response fees by law enforcement. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the conference committee report? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Wright, do you think the reluctance may have been that someone was looking for an opportunity to raise massive funds through this InsureNet program, and now that they've given up on that, they've decided they better go ahead and implement it?
Well, I know there's a lot of discussions about that particular program. I'm happy to have seen this past Sunday in the Daily Oklahoman a comment addressing and seeming to indicate a change of attitude in the Department of Public Safety about using the current tool that exists.
Representative Kern for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, could you tell me, please, on page 2 of your bill, on line 3, when it refers to section 7-600.2 of Title 47, what is that?
Actually, that's current law, so that's just a mandatory. There's no change in the current law.
Representative Kern for a follow-up.
No, sir, that's not on the bill I'm looking at. If you look on page 1, section 1, it says new law. It doesn't say a mandatory until line 4.
All right, thank you, Representative Kern. On page 2, the top of the line, it says, all insurers as a condition of writing motor vehicle liability policies in the state shall comply. And that's the requirement to furnish the information to DPS about whether or not an individual is insured.
Representative Kern for a question.
Thank you. Can you tell us exactly what information they have to give?
Mr. Floor Leader, in order to give an accurate answer, be happy to lay this bill over so I can answer the question specifically.
Without objection, that will be the order. Mr. Floor Leader.